I invented Post-its.
No, really, what do you do?
That's what I do. I invented Post-its.
Tittle ain't the man, but Rick Tittle know who the man is, and he slapped his white fanny.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're quite happy now to be joined by actor Michael B. Jordan. In a couple of weeks, on November 25th, the new film Creed is going to be coming out, part of the Rocky line, and we're going to talk about that in a second, but I got it. You know, I've followed your career, Michael, and a couple of characters. Unfortunately, they both got shot. But I got to start off. I got to start off with Wallace on The Wire. Why is it that that show, when there's countless, you know, cop and crime shows, why is it with that show it just resonated with everyone so much?
I'm not sure. I think it's a testament to David Simon, Bob Colesbury, and Ed Burns, and George Pelicanos. And the incredible, cast that was a part of that, the part of that show, and the authenticity of it, to really show this, this world, that exists, and the psychology and the psychology and all the avenues of how, what makes a city like Baltimore, what shapes the people, what shapes the the court system, what shapes the law, what shapes the the community, and I think that was an amazing bird's eye view, like almost like a fly on the wall experience of what it was like to grow up in Baltimore and be a part of that world. I think it really touched a lot of people that we're still talking about it over a decade later, and that's something that I'm really extremely proud to be a part of.
No doubt. And then, of course, I'm an Oakland guy. I get sandwiches at Farmer Joe's. The whole thing with the Oscar Grant situation, and that was such a critically acclaimed film, Fruitvale Station. When you knew you were going to play that character, how much research do you do? How much do you get into it? Because you don't want people to say, oh, that's not what he was like, because you really pulled it off.
Well, it's one of those things where, fortunate thing, and a personal project for me. So to be able to be a part of that was almost an event for me, man. It was something that I needed to get off my chest. And I think Ryan feels the same way. One of the tricky things about that was that Oscar's not here, and for me to kind of get an idea and a handle on who he is, I had to get to know him through the people that knew him the best, and that was his mom and his daughter and his girlfriend. And his sister, and all the people that knew him, all his best friends, and that was how I got to know Oscar and really got into character. And then I moved up to the Bay. I stayed up in the Bay for about a month. Before we started filming, and I really I just tried to embody what Oakland was, the essence, of what it would represented to be, a young black man living in that city, and I just tried to trying to channel his essence, man, his spirit, and what he represented, and I'm just happy that people connected with it and really, felt where I was coming from.
Yeah, a very important film. We're speaking with Michael B. Jordan. The new movie is Creed. Now, just as when you were playing a QB in Friday Night Lights, you had to make sure you looked like a QB. So when it came to being a boxer, how much did you put into that? Because, every dude thinks he can box until we actually have to box. So when you think
exactly, that is exactly it. Until I step in the ring with Andre Ward and get my ass whooped, okay? And then it's very humbling, okay? It's very humbling. I was fortunate enough that, to be surrounded by a lot of great boxing minds. Andre Ward, I got a chance to spar with him, work out with his trainer, Gabe Rosado, Tony Bellew. Went and checked out Floyd Mayweather, so I got and I went to all the real gyms, man. I worked out, I trained hard, I treated myself like a fighter. I didn't want any special treatment. I really just put the time in, worked out maybe 6 days a week, 2 to 3 times a day, sometimes, and a complete makeover of my diet. I think a mixture of all those things put together and just being consistent for about a year. That's what I ended up with.
Yeah, well, you ended up pretty ripped. There's no doubt about it. And when you look at such an iconic series, and this is, of course, the most important, you know, boxing and even sports movie series that there is. Did you maybe, like, look at old, some of the earlier Rockies with Carl Weathers, and did you try to take some of his mannerisms, or is that maybe a little bit too much?
A little bit too much. I think we wanted Adonis to be his own person, you know, and then also trying to figure out, we wanted to show Adonis trying to figure out who he was, because he never met his father. So I think he's been running from him for a really long time. So I think it would be the opposite, you know, that he would try to get away from, you know, mimicking his dad and kind of having his own legacy and trying to have his own path. So, I binge watched the Rockies right before I shot the film, but it wasn't really from research, more or less just to kind of like really, you know, admire this world and the work that Sly created 40 years ago.
A couple more questions from Michael B. Jordan, new film Creed out November 25th. You mentioned Sylvester Stallone, and I think one of the things that strikes us is he's not a very big man. You know, he played a heavyweight. In real life, he'd probably be like a middleweight. But when you're playing a role in his thing, you know, Rocky, what kind of advice did he give you, or he just say, hey, do your thing?
No, he kind of said, do my thing, man. Sly's one of those guys where he was very, he didn't want me to try to compare myself or compete with what he did or his characters. He really encouraged me and took the weight off my shoulders by saying, I'm here to support you, man. This is your thing, you know, and you got it, you know. And that was the biggest thing to kind of help me move forward and not have to think about all that, you know, that pressure, day in and day out. I can go to set every day and put my best foot forward and not have that weight on my shoulders. I think that was the biggest thing.
Off the top of your head, can you think of maybe your favorite part of the film without doing any spoilers?
Nah, because it's in the trailer, man. When I'm running down the street with those dirt bikes, you know, I think, you know, that represents that, you know, iconic, you know, run that that we all know, you know, as Rocky, you know, to have Adonis have his own version of that, I think it's pretty special. That's electrifying feeling.
Well, you think it's fun. Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because you got, you know, like Oakland, Baltimore, Philly, Texas, all these places across the country, they're all claiming you as one of their own now, huh?
Yo, it's crazy, right? I got a G pass and like for a lot of different places across the country. Austin, I'm good. I'm golden in Austin. Yeah. I love going to Oakland and the Bay. You know, and of course back home, Baltimore, and you know back home, Jersey, and then Baltimore, and now Philly. You know what? I like where your head's at, man. I think I gotta start taking movies in all these different cities.
Well, finally, Michael, you've already been a very successful guy, very well known. But this movie is really gonna put you into that elite status, and you're going to be able to start really picking your roles. Do you have anything next down the pipeline we should know about?
A little everything, man. I'm directing a little bit. I'm working on, you know, a short of my own. I directed my first commercial spot, you know, for help promoting, this film, which is like, I'm extremely proud of. And I'm just developing a lot, man. A lot of films, a lot of television projects, animation as well. So just be on the lookout, you know, all over the place. I'm really excited about what the future holds, and I can't wait to share it with everybody.
All right, we've been speaking with the highly talented actor Michael B. Jordan. The new movie, Creed, is going to be a huge smash. It is out November 25th. Michael, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on your success, and hopefully we get to talk to you down the road, my friend.
Man, bro, I appreciate that, bro.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Once again, I want to apologize for the static there. Maybe if it was a lesser actor, we would have told him to hang up and call back, but when we get him, we got to put him on. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back. Sports talk on the other side right here on Sports Byline.
Yeah. Tell you something. Gangsters make the world go round. So you ain't got the clown. But if you live on the west side of your town, make them other fools bow down. West Side Connection. The world belongs to us.
Bow down.